Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to Dome Theory on CLNS Media. It's playoff time. We're welcoming in a special guest today, and hopefully more in the future. Elijah Hughes is here, former Utah Jazz guard, forward, Trailblazers, most importantly, Syracuse Orange. Welcome in, Elijah.
Appreciate it, brother. How are you doing? I'm glad to be here. Happy to talk about the playoffs and just talk sports, talk ball, man.
Yeah, let's do it. There's a lot of good matchups here. We're going to start with the Celtics, of course, though. It's home court for me over here, so we're going to start with them. They were unbelievable this year. I don't know how much you got to watch them, but fourth best season in Celtics history, third best net rating in NBA history behind a couple of those Jordan Bulls teams. Mm-hmm. Tatum, Brown, Porzingis comes in, Drew Holiday, Derek White. Who's really become one of my favorite Celtics ever, and unsung bench group too,
right?
Who came up through the G League and developed and all that. I want to ask you, just from watching them, you know, just the glimpses you've gotten at them, what makes this team this dominant, this special to you?
Well, the name of the game now is just, you know, we got to make threes, and they got really good 3-point shooters come off the bench. So I just think they're just so well rounded. Offense, defense, they're just so deep. And it's kind of like they put a championship team together, and I think, you know, they're well on their way to, you know, playing for a title. they're kind of dominant in a sense. You know, they just kind of run through teams, and Jason Tatum goes under the radar a lot of times just because how dominant they are. And I think people get kind of bored of how dominant they are, and they start to forget and not talk about. But really good team, great coach. No, I think Joe's done an unbelievable job with that group. And look, you could just tell by watching that how they all buy in. You know, they're all bought in. They're all, they have one goal. They all want to win a championship. So it's really special to see.
Yeah, that's a big thing. They play defense. They play offense. The Tatum thing, too. I feel like this was his best season so far. Mm-hmm. Passing strides. The thing I like about him, and he gets a lot of scrutiny, you know, being in Boston, all that, being in the finals, falling short. Conference finals a couple times. The one thing I always appreciate about him is he defends, you know, all the stars in the league. Not all of them are the greatest defenders in the world. You got a lot of guys who play offense, don't, you know, impact the defensive side of the ball, and he always does. The rebounding for him, over 8 a game, and his passing's come a long way. I think this is his career high for assists. So he's well-rounded, like you said.
Super and well-rounded, man.
You got to reach a higher level, you know, to get a championship. And that's what the expectation is going to be for them this year. And they might have to go through Jimmy Butler round one.
Yep.
They might have to go through, you know, Giannis and some of these other guys in the East that, you know, might rank higher on the NBA list than them. And then, of course, a lot of people are expecting Denver to get back to the finals with Jokic, who's probably going to win MVP again.
Crazy.
So,
you got Jokic MVP?
I do.
I gotta go Shea, bro.
You're going Shea?
Going Shea.
I don't hate the answer. What's your case?
Bro, he got the number one team in the NBA with some 20-year-olds, bro. Like, they're the number one team in the West with 20-year-olds. He's averaging 30. Efficient, like 56 from the field or something like that. I think he has such a good supporting cast. You know, Chet's been balling. J-Dub is, like, slowly becoming, like, you know, he's that boy. Like, J-Dub is that boy. They have a great bench, you know. They all look like kind of that young OKC team we used to see with, you know, KD, Russ.
It reminds me
of that kind of that era with what they have going on. And you know, Sam Presti, obviously, he's one of the most respected guys in the league, and everyone loves Sam Presti, and he's done an unbelievable job over there. And just to see that team, how they've been kind of in the slums for so long, and kind of how they're like.
They didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. Not to ask, like, it's actually, like, really remarkable to see what they're doing. I think Shea is kind of the head of the snake. He is the head of the snake, and I think he deserves MVP because of that.
I'm interested to see how it stacks. And I don't have a vote yet, Elijah. Maybe one day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like – Jokic is so dominant. Like, I think Jokic is one of those guys, myself included, that kind of just get bored with. You kind of get bored with his greatness and how dominant he really is. But – you know, it's gonna be tough.
How many times did you get to play against him? It must be unbelievable. Joke.
Well, we play against him in the COVID season. We had 50. That was
50.
Yeah, he had 50 against us, and that was like special, really, really special. What else? I came to Utah a few times. We beat them. But I've seen Joke a couple times, and he's gave us some business.
They're the favorites to me. And yeah, I don't mind anyone who wants to make the case for Shea. I'm all for it. Especially, yeah. I think the best argument is second youngest team in the league, team crazy. That didn't even make the playoffs last year. And you know, the numbers for him are ridiculous too. Insane, not even true threes.
His usage is just insane. Like everything runs through him. Like they don't have an offense without Shea. His usage is just insane.
Yeah, it's going to be – I think Jokic will probably win by a decent amount. Shea probably deserves second in my mind. The thing with Jokic is just whenever they needed wins, and obviously he has the crazy on-off splits too. When he's out there, they're unbelievable. When he's not. Right.
Exactly.
They have a tough time even surviving, even with Murray back now. 26, 12, 9 this year.
Crazy.
If we're going off numbers
– it's clock work too. That's just like a walk in the park.
And he's underrated defensively, too. He's gotten way better. That show and recover he does is really effective.
It is. I like Denver, too. It's gonna be. I think this is one of the best years the NBA has seen. There's also so many teams that, like, they're just so sneaky. They're so dangerous. Like, you got Dallas. Dallas is dangerous, bro.
The West is
Dallas is – Minnesota is dangerous. Minnesota is dangerous. The Clippers – the Suns, like, there's so many just hitters in the West. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for the playoffs.
And four of those teams you mentioned aren't even going to get out of the first round.
Crazy, right?
KD going home.
Crazy. I know.
Clippers crazy, going bro. Home.
Crazy.
Thunder are probably going to get the Lakers or Warriors or Kings or something like that. I'm not ruling out them getting to the finals because they got the path. The Warriors are great, but down this year. The Kings. Right. Great offense, defense not as effective.
I also think back to the East, I think Miami's Miami, bro. Jimmy Butler's gonna be Jimmy Butler. So I think that's just one thing that he's proved that we just can't like ignore, that Miami is gonna be Miami, especially come this time of the year, April, May. So it's gonna be fun. I'm hyped.
It's gonna be Celtics Heat round one, I think.
That's gonna be tough, bro.
Should Celtics fans be nervous?
Nervous, I don't know, but just understand it's Miami. It's Miami.
So that's what I like. And I want to see Miami from their perspective because you get a Chicago or an Atlanta or something like that. You kind of walk into the series thinking, we got this. We're just going to cruise. You see Miami on the other side who just beat you a year ago, who's given you all these tough series, three of them now. Your antenna has to be up a little bit more. And I'd compare it to that 2022 series the Nets and Celtics played where Kyrie, KD are on the other side. It's a first round series. You're like, this is pretty tough for round one. Yeah. But it helped them reach a higher level and then they win that 4-0.
And it honestly it's gonna really Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, everyone's gonna get to show who they really are when they get these guys first round. You got Jimmy first round, Bam first round, you got Tyler first round, all these hitters. So you're gonna see what the Celtics are really about.
Let's see. Who else can we talk about in the East here? Knicks get number two.
You were in the house yesterday. Yeah, I'm not going to call myself a Knicks fan, but I just like going to Knicks games. I'll put it like that. I don't have a favorite team, but I like to watch the Knicks as being from New York. So, bro, Jalen Brunson's a bad motherfucker, bro.
I interviewed him about a week ago.
He is a bad motherfucker, bro.
He just has a look in his eye this year. It reminds me of that Isaiah season, 2017.
Yeah, bro. He's just like, he got the ball in 3 minutes. Like, be good. I'm comfortable. I'm fine. In 3 minutes, he has the ball. He's controlling the game. I'm okay. I'm scared, though, for the Knicks. I'm scared that they're going to rely too much on Jalen Brunson.
They might get Philly round one or Miami.
Exactly. And Mitch is still getting in his rhythm, trying to figure it out again after injury. So I want the Knicks to go far just because I'm not so much as a fan, but I'm a New York team. But they're going to have tough. It's going to be tough for them as well.
There's nothing I want this postseason more than Celtics-Knicks. It's been 11 years since they
That'll be crazy, bro. New York would be on fire. If they beat the Celtics in a series, bro, that's like we won a championship, bro. The Knicks won the championship.
You'd have Knicks fans going up to Boston. You'd have Celtics fans going down to New York. That's one of the most interesting things about this season, too, to me. And, you know, it's what the Celtics have the chance to do here. You remember those Warriors teams? Everywhere they go, be Warriors fans lined up, be the hottest ticket in the league. Celtics have kind of had that this year.
The Warriors, every
visiting crowd they've had has been overrun by Celtics fans. Even Denver, even some places that have great home courts, Celtics fans have been able to take over a little bit. And even in New York, you were at that Celtics, the second Celtics.
I was. It was loud. I was at opening night, actually, this season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and that was a great game.
That was crazy. Crazy game.
Crowd getting on Porzingis. He hits that long three late.
It was crazy. I mean, it's always fun going to the Garden, especially like Knicks Boston, man. It's like East Coast, Northeast Coast. Seems like I see each other a lot. So it's going to be fun. Very physical series.
Philly's the wild card, though, because
they are.
Embiid could have been MVP if he didn't get hurt. He was on that trajectory. He's come back, and they've won 8 straight with him back in the lineup.
Like, I talked about the team that they're dangerous. Like, Philly's another dangerous team. Now, you don't want to just like, Philly is still Philly. They got that big boy inside, so it's gonna be crazy. And honestly, people are always just giving the Suns like the most crap. But bro, I think the Suns can figure it out. I think the Suns will figure it out. I think they'll figure it out.
If I was gonna describe that series. It's probably the series that's going to frustrate each fan base the most, because Towns is just getting back and he's had his in the playoffs, and they got to figure it out.
But also, I like Minnesota as well. I'm not really a fan of any team, but I like watching the ball, and I think that the Suns can figure it out and they can click for them.
I could see Edwards win an MVP one year.
100%.
The defense, underrated, he's and the offense, so forceful.
He's not scared of anybody. He's not scared of nobody, bro. I like him a lot.
Who'd you pick in that series, Phoenix and Mini? It's one of the toughest ones to call.
It is.
I'd go Wolves in like 7.
It's hard for me to count out KD, Brad Beal. And book, because they're gonna have some games where they just go crazy, bro. You might see. I don't know, bro. It's gonna be tough because the Wolves guard. They guard. They play defense. They got guys who can guard.
It's a depth game now, though.
Yeah, it is.
Grayson's been good for them. They found a couple guys here or there.
They just extended Grayson too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him, man. That's tough, bro. That's tough. You know me. I'm a KD guy, bro. So
you gonna go Suns?
I'm going to go Suns.
I could see it. Booker, to me, is the best player in the series. And I don't know how much you view it this way, but sometimes the best player in the series is going to take it.
I 100% agree. I think – I don't know if J-Mac is guarding KD, I don't know who's going to guard Devin Booker. And then if Ant is guarding Devin Booker, I don't know who's going to guard Bradley Beal. So it's just like a – you got that three-headed snake combo, and it's gonna be tough, bro. It's gonna be really, really tough.
I like Minnesota there by a hair, but Towns.
I think it's gonna be a good series. I think it's gonna be a good series. I just want to see some good basketball, and may the best team win. So, honestly,
it's gonna be a frustrating series. I think for both sides, there's gonna be some games to get away. There's gonna be some spots where guys underperform and they lose a game. So that's why I think that one's 7 easy.
Yeah. I do too. And that's what scares me about, like, I don't want KD. You getting older now, bro. I don't want him to go to 7 games first series, first round, bro.
That's the West, baby. Huh? And how about Mavericks Clippers? Talk about 7.
Yo, I'm telling you, I think the Mavericks are a scary team. I like Derek Lively. I love Gafford. I love PJ. I love Luka. I love Tim Hardaway. I mean, I have like so many weapons, bro. So many weapons, man. I think they're going to be a really good team. Like, they're going to put a good run together.
And we're talking numbers with Jokic and some of these other guys. Luka this year finished with 34.
Disgusting, bro.
9 and then 10.
He be chilling. Like he be chilling. Like he doesn't break a sweat.
And he shot 49 from the field and 38 from three on 10 attempts.
Disgusting.
I don't even know how that's possible.
People don't realize how good you got to be to play that efficient. Like that means like that means
volume.
Like,
he has the ball in his hands every second of every game.
When he shoots the ball, like it's probably gonna go in straight up. Like he's probably he's gonna go in.
I got Dallas there too. I don't know what that's gonna mean for the Clippers because they had a great team this year, and this looked like it could have been their year.
And they looked they had a lot of strides. So they were like looking really good at the point of the season.
Kawhi looked like he was back.
Oh yeah.
And listen, they're gonna push it 6-7. Again, go back to that best player in the series taking it. It's tough to bet against Luka.
I'm not betting against Kyrie ever either, really. I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, and I'm pleasantly surprised with how that tandem's worked out.
Me
it
too.
Didn't look great last year. And
I didn't like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they had to get a training camp. They had to get a training camp, get a summer together, and then just be around each other more. And I think the additions with Gafford and PJ, I think that was huge for the organization. Like that was huge. I think people don't know how good PJ Washington really is. He's one of Calipari's like second like stay another year kind of guy. People don't realize that. That's not easy to do. To go back to college and come out and just dominate in Calipari era, that's not easy to do. And I think people don't have no idea how good PJ Washington can be. Or is, honestly.
Some shooting there. I wish I had the stat in front of me too. Lively and Gafford had this stretch where they didn't miss a shot.
Twin Towers.
For 60-70 straight attempts. Crazy, and obviously they're all diving off Luka and catching the ball.
Right. That's what you need.
There was something historic they were doing inside there. So yeah, any series they're in, they can take. Mm-hmm. Just given the two guards they have in the backcourt. Exactly. It's a brutal draw for the Clippers. This is why I go back to the Thunder. Yeah. They don't have to play the Mavericks. They don't have to play the Suns, the Wolves. They don't have to play the Nuggets until the West Finals.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about a team that could sneak through.
Mm-hmm. Don't let them get it first. If they get there, don't let them win. Don't let OKC beat Denver in one of those games at home.
Denver's going to get the winner of Lakers Pelicans, which they can probably handle. They rolled through the Lakers last year. Pelicans they probably got. Thunder would play the loser of that versus the winner of Warriors Kings. So I think they can get through that too. So Thunder Nuggets West Finals possibly. I think probably odds on favorite,
That's gonna be fun to watch. And honestly, Shea getting there, like, bro, that's such a big time moving piece for the organization. Like, big time moving piece. So I think just I mean, obviously I'm excited for the playoffs this season. I'm excited for everything we have going on in this. But I think the next couple of years, man, it's gonna be so hard to tell like who the best player in the NBA is. You know, I feel like for a long time it was like, all right, LeBron's the best.
And these young guys. Wembanyama comes in day one. We just did a draft on the show a week ago. Let me pull up where Wembanyama went. We all picked our teams, like six guys start a team with if you're picking everybody in the league right now. Wembanyama went top six. He went six.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. I see it, bro. Like, I think he's going to be the best player in the world in the next, like, 2-3 years.
You're talking Edwards, who's under 23, I think.
Mm-hmm. Luka, like Luka's young still, bro. I think Luka's younger than me. Thank you. So yeah, it's a young Jason Tatum, my age. Like it's a young guy. It's a young players' league this year, and it's going to be so hard to just clearly say, "Oh, he's the best player in the league." Like this, it's going to be really hard. I think.
There's so many different arguments for it.
So many, bro.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Giannis,
man. Giannis is going to be Giannis. I'm really curious to see how the Bucks put it together, man. I'm really curious.
It's
because they've had so many just like ups and downs and you know, new coach and just so much stuff happened and it's kinda like people forget that they were just in the finals. And they got ultimately they got better. So I'm not gonna say better or worse, but they're a really good team. And so I think that like people need to realize that it's still Milwaukee. Dame hasn't been to the playoffs in a while, so I'm curious to see how that's gonna look. I'm not counting them out, but I'm just curious. I think the East is gonna be very fun, very fun. And I don't think it's as clear cut as on paper as we saw when Dame got traded. I don't think it's as clear cut now, but I think they could do something special.
So they drew the Pacers, who beat them 4 out of 5 times. You had that game ball game.
Yeah.
It's going to be some heat, some fire there. Mm-hmm. Giannis is hurt, which stinks.
Yeah.
It's looking like he's doubtful for game one. Mm-hmm. And you got to be careful with that calf. Have you ever dealt with any calf stuff?
Not calf. I've dealt with hamstring stuff, but it's probably, it's just stuff that you don't want to mess with, definitely.
Especially the way he went down was scary.
It was just so abrupt. Like it was just so out of nowhere. So
hope you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
And they've gotten by without him before. Mm-hmm. And you got Lillard and Portis had a huge game right after to beat the Magic.
I love Bobby Portis, bro. That dude could ball. And he just competes, bro. He doesn't care. Like he's just gonna compete.
One of my favorite things just traveling around the league a couple of years is when the crowd up there goes, Bobby, mm-hmm. Bobby.
And I'm they love Bobby. There. They love Bobby, bro.
I'm a As fan of should. Any fellow Bobby. So I love that chant. Yeah, but he's a great player. And Brooke.
Great player.
Still
Brooke is
great
Brooke.
Defensive drop center.
I think Pat Bev has brought like kind of a new dynamic to this team, a new fire to this team.
Moving him in a starting lineup was a great move.
Yeah, I think so as well.
One thing that impressed me about him, that last game, Celtics went up big on them again. The last game they played, the Bucks went up big early. Mm-hmm. And he had just gone into the starting lineup. And you know how they play defense now. They'll try to ignore the guy who can't shoot or the weakest link. And they had Cornette on him, and he's just kind of floating away from him. And the way he would just dribble around and kind of pull Cornette out of the paint and then get back in there and hit some hook shots or just hit mm-hmm. short jumpers over him. He's a smart player.
He is. He's very smart.
Energy guy.
And he never plays within the game. It's like you don't need to drop a play for Pat Bev.
I was surprised Philly gave him up.
Yeah, that was – me too, honestly. Me too.
So it ended up being a good pickup for the Bucks. But
yeah,
I think we'll see what happens with Giannis there, because the Pacers, they put up 157 yesterday.
Bro, they don't it's crazy. They move like this, bro. It's just like nonstop. It's nonstop.
And they
like,
pull you into their style.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
play like that when
and
you're
it's
playing.
It's like you feel like you need to like move that fast too. It's like no, let's slow down.
And transition defense has been a weak point for Milwaukee this year. It's mm-hmm. a big reason they change coaches, try to get better on that end, and they have a little bit underdog. Mm-hmm. But no Giannis.
Yeah,
some of the inconsistency this year. Halliburton, I love.
It's hard to beat a transition team that's so young and just wants to run.
Like, Bucks a little older.
Yeah, they're a little older, man. So they just want to run, and they're younger, and they're fresh, and you got Obi jumping out the gym, and so you got guys that can move, and Neesmith that can move, and Tyrese just pushing the pace. So I like Indiana a lot. I think they're an exciting team. I don't know if they're gonna. Make their way to the playoffs yet. I don't think so. I don't think Tyrese is there yet. But I think, again, Tyrese is one of the, I love the young guys, like, going to be like, yo, this kid is, like, he's really, like, good. And it's hard to, like, not say him in these conversations with point guards.
And then you got Cavs, Magic. I'm going to go Pacers there, by the way. We'll see what happens with Giannis if he gets back.
You're going to go Pacers?
I don't know what's going to happen with Giannis.
Yeah, me too. But I think... I don't know. I can't count Dame Lillard out either. That's hard to do.
Yeah, and he'll try to carry them while he's out. Middleton's been sneaky good this year too after
a couple
of years with injuries.
Yeah, Middleton's been a little up and down, but I think again, playoff Chris is we've seen it. I think he turns into a different animal. I think he knows. I think he understands like not what's at stake, but kind of who he needs to be. We got Giannis not here, so I'm excited, bro. And then Bobby, I think Bobby is just like the Swiss Army knife. He comes in there and just competes and gets buckets, bro. And he's also been guarding better. You can tell that guys like to play with Bobby Portis, and that's especially like just watch that.
Last series we haven't talked about here, Cavs Magic.
I got the Magic.
It's so funny. I saw them say Orlando, that. Bro. All right. Before you flesh that out, I was watching SportsCenter last night, and it's so funny to hear that this is the first matchup since those LeBron Dwight years. Crazy. They used to play all the time back mm-hmm. then, and you don't even think about it now. They've changed their logos and uniforms a little bit, and you know, they've become more teams now. You got Paolo. I love Paolo, man.
He's unbelievable, bro. I've seen him a few times. I've been to a few games. Unbelievable.
So mature. He came into the league day one looking like a seasoned vet.
Exactly.
Sounding like a seasoned vet. Mm-hmm. He's performing on that level.
He's also very smart. He's another young guy. He's just very smart. He knows how to use his body. And it's crazy. You don't see Paolo really getting kind of, you know, taken away with all the trash talking and getting into the personal games. You know, that happens a lot to young guys. They just want to, you know, get into the trash talking game and get into the personal game. But, you know, he's dominant, but plays within the team. And he's also making the right plays, making the right passes, finding guys. He's really good transition, you know, playing, pushing the ball. So I think Paolo's like, we talked about Edwards being MVP. I think Paolo's in the same conversation as being MVP one day.
Yeah, and they went under the radar a little bit this year. Super, that man, young team. Super. The Thunder did their thing, so they got a lot of that attention.
I think having a lot of guys that were hurt, like John Isaac was back. You know, I watched John Isaac like lock up KD, and that was like really special to see. I've never seen nobody like, I guess, be able to guard him.
I think he was the highest rated defender in the league this year.
Yeah, he can really like, and I'm glad he's healthy. You know, he's been through a lot. You know, people kind of tarnish him, which is ridiculous, you know, for being hurt. So I'm glad he's helping. He's playing well with that group.
When he came back last year, he went down right away, and you were like,
sad. That's sad, man. Really sad. So seeing them, you know, being able to come back and play well is special to see.
It's an interesting mix. I know Jamal Mosley's done a good job. He'll probably be in that coach of the year mix. They have a number two defense in the league, I think. So that's their game. Mm-hmm. Cole Anthony, a lot of fire in his game. I know you got to play against him in college. Yeah. Interesting guy to talk to, too. He's just got a big personality, a lot of fire.
Big personality. That's the best way to describe Cole, man.
I know. He's a New York guy, too, right?
He is a New York guy, indeed. Yep.
Yeah. Then you got Markel, who, you know, had his ups and downs with the injuries. Franz Wagner is so versatile.
I love how Markel
finally found himself this year, too.
I love how Markel is, like, rebirthing his career. I love it. It's, like, it's so special, so pure, and it's so inspiring, honestly. Seeing him kind of, you know, rebirth himself, refigure it out. And now he's in the playoffs, you know, and it's really special to see.
So you're taking the Magic there.
The Magic.
It's been a weird year for the Cavs.
Yeah, Honestly, everybody's been hurt. I haven't watched a lot of the Cavs. I haven't seen a lot of their games. But I've also watched a lot of Orlando Magic games. Well, one of my best friends is a Magic fan. Josiah, my friend you came to Beacon to talk to, he's a big-time Magic fan, so I kind of keep up to date.
He went through some bad years for this.
Yeah, he's been through a lot of bad years. So he's super pumped. And I honestly, like, unbiased, I just think they're Orlando's a better team. I think they have more weapons. I think when it comes down to it, I think Paolo's going to be unstoppable in that series.
I know you said you're not really a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
But if that's going to be your allegiance, are you one of those Knicks fans?
Nah, I live in New York, so I go to it's not hard to get to the Garden. I love the Garden, put it like that. I love going to the games in the Garden. I think the Garden is the best room in the NBA. And just kind of that New York roar, you know, the Garden, the chants, you know, like the pianos, you don't get that nowhere else. So I just love the Garden Pop. You probably know about the Garden Pop and big plays, and it gets crazy out in there, so. Special place. I just love it. I love going to the Garden.
Their fans are praying for Mitchell. They want him home. Yeah. They want him in the.
That'll be crazy, man. That'll be crazy. They took a tough blow, man. I think if Julius Randle was healthy and wasn't out the rest of the season, I think that we're looking at a whole new discussion right now.
I'd be worried about them from Celtics' perspective if he was in there.
I think the whole East would be worried about them, to be honest with you.
And that's just such a crazy front line, physicality wise. When you talk about him, OG at the three, and then Hartenstein and Mitchell.
Even Hartenstein, yeah.
Hartenstein had such a great year.
And, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how good Deuce McBride was. I had no idea how good he was. I had no idea. I knew he was a pit bull defender and like really, really guard. And he was always like advanced on the other side of it on defense. But now he's able to, you know, come in and be almost a backup point guard and showcase his ability as a point guard. And he's really good, bro.
It's amazing. Before we wrap it up here, opportunity.
It's everything, bro. It's everything.
Some of these guys sitting on benches, and Peyton Pritchard, I just watched him drop 30 two games in a row getting a start. The numbers they can put up with opportunity, some of these guys off these benches who don't get to play a lot.
It's crazy. Malachi Flynn, like,
he had 50.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. These dudes, like, there's a lot of good players who don't get to play just because it's just competitive. Like, dudes are good. Like, dudes are really good. And obviously, there's things that, you know, go on, you know, in the business side that happen. But ultimately, I think that guys are really, really, this is the NBA. Like, people don't realize it's the NBA. Like, we talk about it now because we're kind of, we've been in it, we've seen it, but we're around it. But, like, growing up, the NBA was, like, sacred, bro. Like, it was like, this isn't regular. This isn't like, when I was a kid, like, the NBA was like, those are all gods. Like, those are, I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and call them gods, but like, these are all the best players in the world. So people need to understand that. And like, it's hard. It's hard to get on the court. It's hard to find minutes. So it's crazy the amount of just like bucket getters or guys who know how to score and play, but they'll get their opportunity.
Yeah, and we've talked about it a little bit. When you have to come in there and you get one, two shots, five, 10 minutes, that's the hardest position to perform in. And we've seen guys in that spot who, you know, Neesmith here in Boston, he had to deal with that. Now he's getting a start in Indy, and he's that 40% three-point shooter. And
they just paid him too, right?
Or that free-flowing player offensively too. Yeah, he got an extension as well.
Yeah, good for him, man. He was in my draft class. We had the same agent.
It's time to expand the league, I think. Yeah, there's so many good players.
So many, bro. So many.
Guys who are out of the league who should be in it.
It's going to just keep getting more and more good players as well. It's like, it's crazy, bro. One of my best friends who, he used to work with Made Hoops. And so he's around kind of that, the grassroots scene of basketball. And I've been to a few tournaments with him. Like just seeing some of the young people, like young girls, young guys play. Bro, these kids are ridiculous. These kids are ridiculous. Like, I'm seeing sixth graders grab the rim with two hands and just like, it's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's part of the debate now too, just like how young these guys are getting attention, how early they're specializing in basketball, and then some of the injury conversation too, like are they playing too much early on, or, you know, they focus too much on basketball early on and not playing other sports too. So, you know, it's all part of the conversation right now in terms of the, you know, where you're getting up and into the league. It's going to be interesting too. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, you know, whenever you hop on here. So we'll save some of the stuff for other episodes. But
yeah, for sure.
G League Ignite just shut down. NIL's rolling. So is the path to the NBA college again? Is that going to be what it is now? I think that's an interesting discussion too. But we'll get into a lot of that and some other stuff. How are you, man?
I'm solid, bro. I'm happy. I had a decent year. I wish things were a little different, but you know, it is what it is. I play basketball every day. I'm grateful for that.
Just finished up a year with the Wisconsin Herd. I'm going to be up in Maine tonight. I know you got to see those guys up and close.
I didn't play the first game against them. I think I was dealing with something, sick or something like that. But second game, DJ Stewart gives the business, bro. I played against him also. I played against Walsh. Who else was on that team in summer league? I played against him. I'm playing against him in summer league. I'm trying to think who else.
I think Delano was on that team, but they ended up trading him. I don't know if he played in the game against you, though.
Who did they draft? Who else did they draft?
It was just Jordan this year.
Oh, just Jordan? Okay.
Guys, I know your guy Azubuki was on there, too, playing center.
So, yeah, I think J.J. Scrum was a two-way. And then I think he got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt at some of the...
Or his ACL in camp. That sucked. Camp, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember
he was on the two-way.
That's sad. That's tough. I know Jay. I played against
him. I got to catch up with him. Yeah, I haven't even... I totally forgot about that because he went down.
Because he played against us at Summer League, and then he got the two-way after that game. I was proud. I was happy for him. Really happy for him.
Oh, man. He just reminded me of that. Hey, to end it there.
Shout out to Jay, man. Shout out to Jay. I hope you're doing well, brother.
Yeah, I've seen him around the Celtics facility a little bit doing some rehab, you know, early in the year. So
he's
probably getting back on his feet around now, you know, getting into things again. So maybe he'll be in that mix for Summer League again next year with the Celtics.
Absolutely.
And he is Elijah Hughes, just finished up his season with the Wisconsin Herd. And hopefully we'll have you back on again here, Elijah. Thanks for taking some time. And looking forward to some Syracuse strides, too, into next year.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Bobby. Thank you, brother.